is healthy by nature. Radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. A quick announcement. If you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth general area, there is a free melanoma skin cancer screening offered today between 8 and noon. And you just go to cancer.org and you can find what the locations are. But it's today, Saturday, the 27th of April. We've got a really terrific show coming up because I know who the guests are, and I even have a co-host. I just want to set the stage a little bit by mentioning something that you're all aware of, that we have just a slew of degenerative conditions and effects with our kids of all manner of things that we don't remember as middle age and above. We don't remember having these problems in our classrooms with kids where most of them wear glasses and 20% of them are on drugs for ADD. We've got, as adults, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's, not to mention cancer and diabetes, all kinds of problems with fertility and so on. And it's like, whoa, where did this come from? I mean, did our genetic pool just suddenly tank on us? Or might it be, I just want to tell you this one scenario. We used to have arsenic and hydrogen cyanide as pesticides. Well, on the face of it, that doesn't sound too good, and we've even had some blowback from the arsenic that's still in the soil from that is appearing still in apple juice or whatever. But they came out with something better, the second generation pesticides. Those are called organic in that they're not rocks. They have carbon in them, pesticides. And that was DDT. Well, that turned out to, killed a wide range of pests. It was inexpensive, but it was insoluble, didn't wash off, so that had to go to yet another one. That got banned, although we're still getting it because it's not banned in some foreign countries, and so it may come in on imported produce from time to time. But then they went to the ones that are a newer class of pesticides. They are water-soluble, and therefore they don't hang around so long, but they get into the water supply. They use 5 billion pounds of pesticides every year. And if it wrecks the insect's immune system, and particularly their nervous system, in an accumulation of these tiny doses over time, is it possible that's doing something to us? We're going to talk with Dr. Doris Rapp in the studio with me, Dr. Alfred Johnson. We're going to take your calls at 800-281-TALK, 800-281-TALK. 8255. So don't go anywhere. This should be one of those life-changing programs. So don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm Marty Whittakin on Healthy by Nature.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing waste from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No-Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. First, I want to introduce my co-host for the day. He's one of our very valued sponsors of the radio show. Dr. Alfred Johnson practices in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Richardson, Texas. He has a lot of tools in his tool bag. He addresses things like ADD, allergy, asthma, joint pain, Lyme disease, all of those kinds of things, which we'll see as we move along here. And I'll give you his contact information a little later. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Well, we're about now to introduce Dr. Doris Rapp, and I think we've both been a fan of hers for a long time.
Oh, most definitely. Doris has been one of my mentors and has written numerous books that I refer to on a daily basis, and this is a real privilege.
Well, I wanted to make sure that I had some really competent help for today because it's such an opportunity to have Dr. Rapp. She's a board-certified environmental medical specialist as well as a pediatric allergist and a homeopath. She served as clinical assistant professor emeritus of pediatrics at the State University of New York at Buffalo, practiced traditional allergy medicine for 18 years before learning about environmental medicine. We'll get back to that and ask her about that. She's a past president of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. She's published 29 medical articles, 8 chapters in medical textbooks, 11 books, 3 booklets, innumerable videotapes and audio tapes and appearances like this, trying to get people to understand the dramatic physical and behavioral changes, especially in children, and joins us by phone from Arizona. And I never know what time it is in Arizona because you don't like daylight savings time, I guess. Is that right, Doris? Dr. Rapp? Okay, I think I have to push a button here. Dr. Rapp?
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So is it 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock out there?
6 o'clock here.
Ah, well. One of the things in your bio attracted my attention, and that was that you had a practice in traditional allergy medicine for 18 years, and then you learned about environmental medicine. Tell us what the difference is between those two and why you moved from one to the other.
Well, I've been practicing traditional allergy for about 18 years, and then in 1975 I went to a medical meeting, and they, Dr. Miller from Mobile, Alabama, did a demonstration and showed that there was a newer and better way of allergy testing. If you learned this method, you could put a drop of dust or mold or pollen in someone's arm, and within 8 minutes you could reproduce their exact symptoms. So if they got asthma, you produce mild asthma. If they got itchy skin, they scratched. If they had got hay fever, their nose started to run. But if they had arthritis, they'd suddenly have difficulty walking if it was due to what you were testing. And if they had an emotional problem, they could become hyperactive or very fatigued. In a nutshell, they said that you could reproduce somebody's symptoms in 8 minutes with one drop of allergy extract if you put in the right thing. And then the amazing thing was that you could make a dilution of that allergy extract. And one drop of the right dilution, you had to find the right dilution, but it's pretty easy to find. And if you put in one drop of the right dilution, in 8 minutes their symptoms would be entirely gone. And from then on, they could, in most situations, get into the food or the dust or the mold or the pollen, and they would have no symptoms at all or mild symptoms and no longer have their life impaired by certain exposures that are difficult to avoid. And I thought that at that meeting, I said, this is too good to be true. They're making it up. I'm going to expose them. So I went to the doctor's office where they were doing it, and they were producing asthma and hyperactivity and fatigue and belly aches and arthritis and all sorts of things after a child or adult got a drop of the allergy extract. And I came home and said, I don't know how they did it. They fooled me because I didn't see how they were signaling the patients to start to wheeze. And I said, how do you get a four-year-old to suddenly become hyperactive? So I tried it, and when I produced symptoms so quickly and eliminated them so quickly that I was absolutely astounded, and I still feel today that this newer testing method called provocation neutralization, where you provoke the symptoms with one drop and you eliminate the symptoms with a weaker dilution, usually, of the very same substance. This means if you're allergic to milk and I give you a glass of milk to drink, if I know what dilution of milk will stop the reaction and you get sick, I can put three drops of that under your tongue or inject a drop of it, and your symptoms will be gone within 8 minutes. Doesn't that sound too good to be true?
Well, it does, and there are two questions that come to mind. One, why aren't all allergists doing this? And secondly, doesn't that sound a little bit like homeopathy?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Why isn't it being done all over? Why aren't we so crowded at the medical meetings of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine that you can't get a seat? It's astounding to me that it hasn't caught on, and because the evidence is so impressive. It was so impressive that I said, nobody's going to believe it, and I videotaped every patient that was tested in my office for almost 20 years to document that you really could turn it on and off. The problem boils down to politics, actually. The corporations pay the lobbyists go to the politicians, and the politicians, many of them are bribed and given money, and so they pass certain laws that allow certain things to be sold that we know are not safe. And there are many things on the market now that should have been evaluated by the EPA or a federal agency that have been released that are not safe. But this is safe and effective. It's a fast technique. It's easy to do, but you do have to have some training. And in my mind, it's probably the most wonderful thing I've learned since I've been in medicine, and it's over 40 years.
Dr. Johnson, you are you have a great background in environmental medicine. This is the kind of work that you do also, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I really appreciate what all Doris has done over the years, and I have a question for Doris. Doris, what are the three main foods that our listeners should really look at that in your years of experience have shown to be culprits in her diet?
Yeah, most common.
In this country, I think the biggest culprit is either milk or wheat. Milk and dairy cause so many illnesses in so many people, and it rears its ugly head from infancy on. These are the babies that you couldn't find the right formula for them, and so they had colic and they screamed. They didn't cry a few hours a day. They screamed 20 hours out of 24 with their legs pulled on their belly. And eventually they got on probably a soy substitute or something called Alimentum. and they improved. But so many people have food sensitivities that last their whole life, and it's not diagnosed because people think that allergies are hay fever, asthma, itchy skin, and a bellyache, and that's true. But any part of the body can be affected. It can cause arthritis, and it could cause you to wet your pants. But it can also affect any area of the brain. So you might have problems thinking, you might have problems walking, speaking, in your actions. Anything you can think of can happen. So the symptoms can affect any area of the body, in my mind. And that most people, and this includes the medical profession, are totally unaware of the fact that your problem, if it isn't asthma and hay fever, could be due to something you ate, touched, or smelled. And so if you are fine and suddenly you're terrible or you don't feel well or you're acting inappropriately, the first thing you should say to yourself is, what did I eat? What did I touch? What did I smell? What could be making me different?
Well, that music means we're coming up on a break. I'm going to ask a quick personal question. For a couple of weeks, I've been really, really good. No dairy, no sugar, no gluten, basically no grains. The other night, I had some cheese and some broccoli with cheese sauce. And then I noticed the next day, I was constantly having to clear my throat. I had drainage out of my sinuses, and I was trying to think, what did I eat? Well, that was one of them. When we come back, you can tell me whether that was a fluke or is that a common type of reaction that we're having to something that seems, if you listen to the commercials, actually something we need. We'll be right back.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that dozens of common health complaints are due to yeasts? Of course, there are toenail fungus, but the list also includes aggravations like sinus congestion, skin rashes, and sugar cravings. Overgrowth of yeast can also lead to blue moods, brain fog, joint stiffness, food sensitivities, PMS, digestive trouble, and more serious problems. Yeasts often get out of hand because of antibiotics, even those in foods, eating too many sweets, high stress, and even chlorine in the water. Is yeast a problem for you? Take the quiz under the digestion section on RadioMarty.com. Fortunately, there is natural help. First, stop feeding yeasts the sweets and starches they love and crowd them out with probiotics. Oregano oil helps kill yeast and it has many other benefits. HealthWorkSmart.com sells the purest and most potent oregano products and a great combination remedy called Yeast Manager. Visit HealthWorkSmart.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. Visit HealthWorkSmart.com or 877-673-2536.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekind.
Welcome back. In the studio helping me today, Dr. Alfred Johnson. He's a DO, practices environmental medicine, nutritional medicine, medicine that works, basically patient-centered medicine in Richardson, Texas. Their number is 800-807-7555, and you can find a link on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. We're speaking with Dr. Doris Rapp, medical doctor, pediatric allergist, environmental medicine doctor, author of a whole bunch of stuff. We'd be here all day to list her entire bio, but even the list of books is quite impressive. Our Toxic World, Is This Your Child? Allergies and the Hyperactive Child among them. She's got a new little booklet she gave me last week when we met up in Arlington, Allergy Answers, a self-help user-friendly allergy and assessment guide. Dr. Rapp, where can people get that book, that little booklet?
They should be able to get it by calling 480-905-9195. It's not in bookstores.
Okay.
480-905-9195.
All right. We'll catch up with that number again later at the end and make sure people can access that. Well, when we went to the break, I admitted to breaking down, and the only thing I did different than what I'd been doing before that was some really fine cheese, but probably I was more suspicious of the cheese that was on the broccoli. It was, you know, like a frozen product. But in any case, had all this drainage and congestion the next day. Is that a fairly common presentation? And what about depression as another? You mentioned a lot of neurological conditions. We have so much depression, it seems like. And if you base it on the commercials on TV, there must be a lot of depressed people out there.
Well, I think they're not only depressed, but some of them are suicidal. And I think that they have no idea what's going on. And one of the problems is that many in the medical profession do not realize that allergies can affect the brain and cause depression and suicide. And I had some patients, for example, that were allergic to tree pollen that you wouldn't think would cause depression. And every year I can remember this one girl, LaLania in particular, would become very depressed at that time of the year and want to commit suicide. And then it would clear up, and the next year the same thing would happen. I had one family where the father became depressed every year at that time, and at one point killed himself and did commit suicide at that time. And then his wife became very concerned because their son started to become depressed at exactly the same time of the year. And so these allergies run in families. The symptoms sometimes are the same. Sometimes the symptoms are different. But you just really must realize that any area can be affected. And you've got to think of an allergy as being a nail in your shoe.
Well, yes.
If there's not a bigger Band-Aid, the answer is to find and take out the nail, and that's what specialists in environmental medicine do.
Dr. Johnson, you, I presume, see the same kinds of things in your practice?
Exactly, and the biggest thing is how do you determine what a substance or what substance a person is sensitive to? And as Dr. Rapp said, there's specialized skin testing you can do that you see direct cause and effect relationships from the skin testing when you test with that specific item in your office. I have preservative-free antigens, so we avoid any
complicating manners.
Any complicating manners. The other is individual food challenge, a rotation diet, with Dr. Rapp has talked about for years, where you do not eat repetitively and you keep a food diary. And you, only eat one or two foods a meal and see how you feel over a period of time.
Yeah, like my cheese and snot experiment.
Exactly. And if you avoid a food for 4 days, then reintroduce it, it's a good test because you withdraw from it, you're clean from that food. But if you're eating a whole bunch of casseroles and complicated food mixtures, it's hard to do that.
Or at restaurants where you're not telling what's in there. I want to relate one other personal story. When my kids were teenagers and preteens, I took them to the facility where you were, Dr. Johnson, at that time, and went through the testing. And I saw with my own eyes, with my own kids, where this one child, he was just being as normal, just sitting around, hanging out self, until he got a challenge of tomatoes. And he went like berserk and was upsetting chairs and just being a real ugly. Once he got the neutralization, he was back to normal. And Dr. Rapp, I've seen video. In fact, I had a wonderful set of videos from you. I loaned it to a doctor who then disavowed any knowledge of my having given it to him, and I never got him back. But where you were showing kids before and during and after, and describe a drawing where the child is drawing one picture, gets challenged, and then what happens after that?
Okay, to get a baseline, I would take a child's pulse, I'd check their breathing, and I had them write their name or draw a picture. And then we'd put a drop of something in their arm. And if that something caused asthma, they'd have breathing problems. If it affected the area of the brain that has to do with writing, they suddenly couldn't write their name. And so you could cause, and the pulse would usually go up if they were reacting to something. And so the result is that it was easy to spot when something was wrong, because the writing and the drawing and the pulse and the breathing all changed at about the same time. And once you found the right dilution of the substance to which they were sensitive, within 8 minutes, all of the symptoms went back to normal. And I've got a new book coming out in a few weeks that show the handwriting changes and some of the drawing changes that occur in these children from dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals. This means that these children could fail in school if they had milk for lunch, milk for in a snack for school, any dairy product, or if it was wheat, any bread or anything of that sort, any carbohydrate. They could have trouble, and they wouldn't be intellectually deprived in some way. They might never reach their optimum intellectually, or be able to get A's in school. They might be getting C's or D's only because they're eating the wrong foods and the foods are affecting the brain adversely. And as I said, the unfortunate thing is most people have no idea that this can happen.
And what is the American breakfast? Let's have some wheat with some milk on it. Dr. Johnson?
Yeah, Doris, you mentioned mold. And one of the big things that I see frequently is that some of these schools are closed up all summer. They aren't cleaned well. The duct systems are contaminated with mold, and the kids that are mold sensitive just cannot function in those schools. What is your experience with that?
There's no way that they can pass and reach their potential if they're sensitive to molds and the school is moldy. And the molds are a very, very common problem, and most people have no idea that molds can cause so many symptoms and so many severe symptoms. I'm sure you found, Al, just like I found, that the range of complaints that we see from molds are immense. It's one of the molds in dairy, I think, are two of the absolutely worst things in our world when it comes to allergies, because the range of symptoms and the severity can be so great.
And one point that really need to point out is that prick testing in mold is really not very sensitive, and intradermal testing, as you described, Doris, is the most sensitive way to test for that. I think that's important for the people listening to understand.
We're taking a break here in a few seconds, but just if you've had one of those patch tests where they just put a whole bunch of little dots on your back at one time and something doesn't show up, that only means, I think, we'll find out when we come back, but I think that only means your skin didn't like it. That doesn't mean your nervous system did, or that your stomach or some other part of your body, your joints, was unhappy about it. And we'll look for some more signs and symptoms of allergy when we come back with Dr. Alfred Johnson and Dr. Doris Rapp here on Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. Please stay with us. This is really important stuff.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and to install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through RadioMarty.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code MARTI. That's M-A-R-T-I-E. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them Marty sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Watching red carpet events on TV, it's amusing but also a little sad to see stars that no longer look like themselves because of bad facelifts. No one told them that they can look younger naturally. EasyLift, a remarkable handheld device from Avazia, tones and tightens. It helps rejuvenate the face by gently stimulating the skin's production of collagen and elastin. EasyLift works using the same safe and effective technology as other Avazia devices used by doctors and professional athletes. Improvement is noticeable after the very first treatment, and it lasts. The more you use it, the better you look. Achieve the look of smoother, tighter skin and a fuller face without the worry and ongoing expense of Botox, filler injections, or surgery. To watch an EasyLift video, click the Avazia link on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com or call 1-855-AVAZIA, 1-855-282-9942.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery, on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. We are talking, by we, I mean Dr. Alfred Johnson and I, Dallas area practitioner, with Doris Rapp, MD, author of a good many books, and we're talking about allergy answers as one. This is the allergy time of the year in Dallas, which means it's one of those months that has R in it somewhere. And we mentioned earlier, maybe you could get this book at by a phone number that I didn't get all of it down, but how's this one, Dr. Rapp? It's on the drrapp.com, .com website, 800-787-8780. Will that one work?
That should work.
Okay.
480-905-9105 will work.
480-905-9195
will work.
All right. Well, I was hoping Darlene was over there writing, but it doesn't look like it. So we'll get back to that. We talked about some of the ways people show that they have allergies, and some of them are very subtle. I'm a big fan of the COCA pulse test because it's one that doesn't cost anything. You can kind of get an idea whether you have a problem. It's not 100% accurate, but if you eat an ingredient and your pulse goes up, it's an indication that it's causing perhaps if it goes up a bunch, like 20 points, isn't that a pretty good indication, one indication of many, that along with your ears getting red and all these other issues we've talked about, isn't that one that people can, just for fun really, can monitor themselves?
Absolutely. There's a whole book on that by COCA, and it must go back 40 years.
Right.
And basically, just learn to take your pulse. You'll probably find it's between 70 and 85 normally. And if suddenly it shoots up over 100 or becomes very irregular, the answer isn't to take a heart medication. The answer is to figure out what did you eat, touch, or smell that was different a few minutes before it suddenly went up. And if you can figure out the answer, you can get off your heart medicines. Of course, you need supervision when you're doing that to make sure it's safe. But you take the nail out of the shoe and you don't limp anymore. And basically, I think what people have to say is, what did I eat? What did I touch? What did I smell? Just before something happened and I didn't feel well. And you'll come up with answers that everybody else will miss because nobody knows your body as well as you do. And you can figure out if it's dust, mold, pollen, a food, or chemical.
Well, we'll get into those here right shortly. But I do want to say that I've wondered, I hadn't seen anything on this, but I'm wondering, since these substances in food, if we're reacting to them, for example, or something we've smelled or touched, if it can do all these other things, might that not be like if somebody chokes on something that they're eating, or they bite their tongue or their cheek, might that be one of those short circuits that's caused by a bad reaction to the food? Should that maybe make us suspicious, at least to make a note in our little food reaction diary?
I think the answer is to keep a detailed diary and start to figure out when you're sick. For example, if you want to figure out a food allergy, write down everything you eat for 3 or 4 days. When you feel absolutely magnificent all day and the next morning, that'll pick up the delayed food reactions. And then keep similar detailed reactions of a similar list of what you ate on days when you felt absolutely terrible, or you woke up feeling terrible, meaning it might have been something from yesterday. Cross out everything in common on both types of lists, the day you felt good and the day you didn't feel good. And you'll be left with only a few food suspects, and that may give you the answers right there. You can check the foods out one at a time, eat them on an empty stomach at a 5 to 7 day interval, and you'll have the answer very quickly, because if it is a food related problem, you will have symptoms within an hour. And the tip for clearing up the symptoms is to take a half to one teaspoon of baking soda and as much water as you need in order to swallow it, because baking soda can stop food reactions in 10 to 15 minutes.
That's not a permanent solution, but it's a great temporary fix to calm things down. Dr. Johnson?
Well, I think it's very important while you're doing what Dr. Rapp said, at testing foods, that you make sure your bowels are moving well, because you can react to that food. Say you eat pecans today. If your bowels are not moving well, you're going to react to pecans all the way through your intestinal tract until you defecate them out. So it's important that you have good bowel habits all the time, but particularly when you're looking at testing and challenging foods, as Dr. Rapp talked about.
That's very interesting. Dr. Rapp, you say eight, which we've kind of covered, but what about the smelled and the touched part of this? I imagine some of our listeners are curious what you mean by that.
Well, if you smell molds, for example, they can make you very, very sick. If you smell certain foods, it can make you very sick. So that's one problem. As far as touching is concerned, it's the same thing. If you touch something that's very moldy, or you touch certain foods, you absolutely can be have symptoms right away, depending on the food. The degree of sensitivity varies, and it boils down to it's not what, but what causes you to be sick, but how much of it. And many people don't realize that you can be so sensitive that one whiff of a food, cooking like an egg, might cause trouble. If you kiss somebody and they just ate eggs, and you're allergic to eggs, you could have a very serious allergic reaction. I think many people don't realize how serious allergies can be, and it's important to know that baking soda will help decrease a bad allergic reaction if it's taken right away. It's not the complete answer, and if you really have a lot of trouble, you should have a little allergy kit with some adrenaline and antihistamine and asthma medicine in it. But an alkali, I think, is like baking soda, is a good thing to know about.
And in the category of touch, it would be what you spread on your skin, what you shower with, and in fact, maybe even the chlorine in the water. And I think Dr. Johnson might want to include that in a comment that he's going to make in the next 60 seconds.
Yeah. One thing that we need to be aware of is that inhalation of odors, and particularly toxins, are the most toxic way to expose your body. So if you smell something bad, get away from it till you figure out what it is. Mold produces toxins, and we now can measure those toxins in your body. So if you're having trouble with the mold toxins, they are neurotoxic. They affect your brain. That can be measured and help you define what is causing your problem.
Well, and that's a very short trip from your nose to your brain, so things can...
Exactly. And then it goes right into your blood from your lungs.
When we come back, we'll talk some more about that. I know those that are fans of Doug Kaufman know he's been talking about mycotoxins from molds for decades, and he was right. We'll be right back with Dr. Doris Rapp and Dr. Alfred Johnson. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Life can get complicated. Now there's a way to help your brain figure it out. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctors Best. Natural Brain Enhancers is a combination of two nutrients which occur naturally in the brain and complement each other to support virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, or glycerol phosphocholine, and PS, or phosphatidylserine, are vital phospholipids, known for their benefits and safety of use for many years, and have more than 30 double-blind trials. GPC has been shown to support brain attention, memory, and other higher brain functions, collectively called cognition. PS is best known for its support of memory, mood, and stress management. Natural Brain Enhancers is a potent combination of GPC and PS, formulated to help the working human brain attain optimal adaptability to manage life's challenges. The name says it all, Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctors Best, because you deserve it.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please, like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Are you waking up each day to the life you have to live or to the life you want to live? Better health shouldn't be left to chance. Smart choices to living longer and stronger include making Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract a part of your daily routine. For years, medical researchers have recommended adding chiolic to the diet as a powerful tool to enhancing overall heart and immune health. Recent clinical studies at UCLA Medical Center using chiolic suggest that garlic may slow plaque formation in the arteries and support healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels. Previous research also shows chiolic may enhance your immune system defenses. Chiolic is organic, odorless, and the only antioxidant garlic supplement available worldwide. Maintaining a healthier you could extend your life. Your wellness begins with chiolic aged garlic extract, available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit chiolic.com, that's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
And we are in the home stretch here with Dr. Doris Rapp, author of a number of books, including Our Toxic World, Is This Your Child?, Allergies and Hyperactive Child. Links to those books are in the newsletter from this past week where I talked about meat, and will be in next week's newsletter where I'm going to talk about the problems with iron overload. And I found a number in my cell phone of for your office, Dr. Rapp, 480-905-9195. Does that sound right?
Yes, that's an excellent number.
Okay, and then there's the 800-787-8780. Well, I want to, in this segment, I want to talk about why. Where is all this coming from? Tree pollen has been around forever. People have been eating grains, for centuries. What is aggravating this? Why are we having more problems now, and what can we do about that?
Oh, I'd love to answer that one. At the present time, an unborn baby, when they're born, is found to have 278 toxic chemicals in their blood. This means they were marinated for 9 months in a uterus filled with a solution that usually should, that by nature should not be polluted with all those toxic chemicals. And so these chemicals can damage the brain, the nervous system, the reproductive system, the endocrine system. The whole body can be messed up. And I'm amazed that babies are as well as they are, considering the plethora, the degree of pollution that they are exposed to before they're born. And the breast milk is by far the best milk for an infant, but the breast milk is contaminated with these same chemicals, actually in a tenfold higher concentration than is found in the blood. And therefore, you've got to be very concerned about it. You've got to make sure that the environment that you live in, that your family lives in, that you have clean air with an air purifier, clean water with a water purification system, organic foods that aren't genetically engineered and irradiated, and you've got to make sure that you don't buy new synthetic smelly carpets and mattresses, and keep your little nest as clean and as pure as you can, and you have a fighting chance. I think if you don't do that, then don't be surprised if you have all kinds of illnesses in your family. The allergies cause infections at first, but I think later on the long-term effect of continued exposure is cancer, diabetes, thyroid disease, Alzheimer's, and all these other terrible things that are now going on.
Well, and this rash of ADD, ADHD, and autism certainly comes to mind, that with all those chemicals, maybe the fetal brain, blood-brain barrier isn't really fully up and functioning, so maybe you're getting effects in an infant that you wouldn't get in an adult.
There's no doubt that the symptoms are occurring earlier and much more often. I can remember when they thought that autism might be 1 in 100, and I said, oh, that's way, way too high. It'll never get that bad. Well, it's much, much worse than that now. It's 1 in 60 boys. This is just a ridiculous number. The increase in California is something like 2,000%, we have an autism epidemic. And people ought to start to say, what's causing it? It's like cancer. How bad, how many more people have to get cancer before we say, it's time we did something about it? We know what's causing it. It's the chemicals in the air and the food and the water. Sure, you've got genetic weaknesses and other variables, but there are things that we can do about it. And the answer is get yourself an air purifier, a water purifier, and start eating the very best food that you can eat, because our world is a contaminated place and you have to take care of your precious body. You only get one each lifetime.
Dr. Rapp, this is Al. There's a new documentary out called Trashed. I don't know whether you've seen it. It features Jeremy Irons, and it's a story of garbage and the pollution in the world. It's amazing. I encourage everybody to see it. It tells exactly the story that you're talking about of what we're polluted with. It even talks about animals, that the firstborn in the animal kingdoms are the ones that carry the most toxins with them, because they kind of pick all this up that the mother has accumulated over the years, and then the second and third ones have less because she's decontaminated with the firstborn.
Both of you can address this. We had a caller who couldn't stay with us, but she from Deer Park, Texas. She wanted to know why, since she's never eaten pork, if she's around it, why she has a horrible, horrible reaction to it. How can you become sensitive to something you haven't had before?
It may not be the pork. It may be something that's in the pork. But you can be sensitive to anything. And I think that it's more complex than you can imagine, because there are different portions of the protein. And well, another.
Well, it's breaking up a little bit. We'll be right back. And we've got just a little bit more time on the other side of this break. And if the caller wants to call back and tell Darlene what was on her mind, I'll try and get that answered. But we'll kind of close the show with some recommendations and maybe just some final thoughts about seasonal allergies for those that are particularly suffering right now with itchy eyes, scratchy throat, runny nose, all those kinds of things that take a lot of the fun out of what passes for spring, at least here in Dallas. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. We're talking with Doris Rapp and Dr. Alfred Johnson. I'm Marty Whittakin. Stay tuned.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system, because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you want smoother, younger-looking skin, hair with more body, and stronger nails? Then add NeoCell Super Collagen to your daily routine. Collagen is the body's key structural protein and is critical to the elasticity and strength of your skin. Recent clinical studies suggest that supplementing daily with collagen may reduce wrinkles, increase the firmness and moisture of your skin, thicken your hair, and strengthen your nails. NeoCell Super Collagen provides 100% pure collagen of the exact type needed by hair, skin, and nails. And NeoCell hydrolyzes its collagen for maximum absorption. Choose from powder, tablets, liquids, or soft chews to see and feel results within weeks. NeoCell is the number one collagen brand in the world and the industry authority on supplements that promote collagen health. NeoCell Super Collagen products will help you regain your youthful, vibrant appearance and promote a healthy body by providing specialized nutritional support that helps slow or reverse the signs of aging. Visit NeoCell.com for more information and to find a store near you. Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Dr. Johnson and I were talking during the break about following up on the pork question. So many foods include pieces of something else, and you just don't always know what you're getting, and that would include GMO foods where they've actually taken one species' DNA and put it into another species food. So your corn could have anchovy genes in it or something. You might have gotten pork somewhere along the line in ingredients that you weren't aware of. But in any case, Dr. Johnson helps you sort that out. So does Dr. Rapp. Dr. Johnson's practice is in Richardson, Texas. You can reach them at 800-807-7555 or go to RadioMarty.com. sponsor page, and you will find a link to his practice with lots of information. And Dr. Rapp, her books will be listed in last week's and next week's newsletters, as well as in the archives of this show, which I think will be one of those ones they call a defrostable, because we'll bring it back from time to time when we need one in a hurry, because it's really wonderful basic information. And the number for her books also is 800-787-8780. And these contaminants, all these chemicals that we've been talking about, they also cause us to age faster, to gain weight. So we've really got to get a handle on it, because it seems to affect virtually every aspect of our health and well-being and our attitudes and our mood and so on. Dr. Rapp, we've got just about a minute and a half here. Can you and Dr. Johnson both give us some parting words of wisdom?
Parting words of wisdom. If you have very little money and you want to get organic food, how can you get it? Number one, join a co-op that sells organic food and you get a discount. Find a farmer that grows organic foods and ask him if you can't help take care of the crops and do something so that you can get your food at less cost. And the other thing you can do is get together with a group and have a little garden at church or at school or someplace else where everyone pitches in and creates an organic garden, and then they split the crops. I think things like this might help, because in these days there are a lot of people that are money crunched, and these are ways to keep your food supply very, very good.
That's an excellent suggestion, and I regret we're running out of time, but you also go to our website, and the Environmental Working Group lists the Dirty Dozen. At least make sure you get those 12 organic. Parting thought in 10 seconds, Dr. Johnson?
Well, non-chlorinated water is important. There's just a recent journal article about kids that drink chlorinated water increased in food allergies, and that was in the Journal of Allergy. So non-chlorinated water is important.
They're starting to catch on. Thanks so much, Dr. Rapp,
Dr.
Johnson.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Wittekin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Wittekin.
Did you know that dozens of common health complaints are due to yeasts? Of course there are toenail fungus, but the list also includes aggravations like sinus congestion, skin rashes, and sugar cravings. Overgrowth of yeast can also lead to blue moods, brain fog, joint stiffness, food sensitivities, PMS, digestive trouble, and more serious problems. Yeasts often get out of hand because of antibiotics, even those in foods, eating too many sweets, high stress, and even chlorine in the water. Is yeast a problem for you? Take the quiz under the digestion section on RadioMarty.com. Fortunately, there is natural help. First, stop feeding yeasts the sweets and starches they love and crowd them out with probiotics. Oregano oil helps kill yeast, and it has many other benefits. HealthWorkSmart.com sells the purest and most potent oregano products and a great combination remedy called Yeast Manager. Visit HealthWorkSmart.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. Visit HealthWorkSmart.com or 877-673-2536.